Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, we're living here in Brettfeed's town. Without him, Patrick is not around. Out at Arrowhead, they're winning games, throwing touchdowns, holding parades. And Travis is catching the ball, dropping dimes to Tyreek and more. And our sacks are coming from Chris Jones. Ty's making plays, we need more parades. And we're living here in Brettfeed's town.
Back in, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. It did. Find them at RainerKC.com. Along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler, Nathan Williams producing, and Matt McMullen, senior reporter with the Chiefs, joining us in studio after the late night trade at the end of round number one. Matt, good morning.
Morning, guys. I texted Josh at like 1:30 last night. Like, hey, am I still coming in? And no response.
Yeah, we were in bed.
Yeah.
That pick got moved up to 28, that was an extra 10 minutes of sleep, my man. We're like, sweet, got to go to bed. But I mean, I think it's a great pick. I think a lot of people love that pick. There are some people complaining, and I say to the people that complain about the pick, I'm like, number one, you don't know. Number two, we don't know. Number three, Brett Veach got a pretty good track record about this right now. So it's, for me, you get the benefit of the doubt times 10, you know, in a situation like this. And so if Brett Veach wanted to pick you, Matt, or Josh, or Nathan, or even me, I would be like, well, he must see
that
something.
What speed don't.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly right. So I really like this pick. It obviously, it fills a need, and it gives you a burner that you haven't had since, you know, Tyreek Hill left and, you know, did his thing.
Yeah, it's really exciting. It adds a dynamic to the team that I think we've maybe been missing the last couple of years, particularly when you add.
I mean, think of how many
Hollywood
Super Bowls
Brown.
We could have won had we had more speed.
Well, we can make it maybe easier. Yeah. How about that? But to add Hollywood Brown, to add Xavier Worthy, there's a whole dynamic on this offense now that defenses have to respect. And everyone knows about the 40 time now with Xavier Worthy, the 4.21, which is legitimately ridiculous. I mean, that's like Olympic sprinter speed, but it's more than just straight line speed. And I think that gets lost sometimes. He can stop and start like nobody else can. Like, his ability to accelerate, decelerate, and maneuver in traffic is really, really impressive. So it's not just the straight line speed. It's also his ability to control that speed, to be agile, and to make defenders miss. That makes him really exciting as both a receiver and maybe a punt returner too.
Which was interesting because Brett Veach kind of pointed that out. He's like, a lot of times you'll see the time, right? And you'll go, well, I got to go back and look at that tape because they didn't play that fast. You know, kind of one of those things. He's like, I didn't have to do that with this guy. Like, you could tell he was playing fast the entire time. There's some guys that are like super fast, but it doesn't translate to what they do down to down. And clearly he felt like worthy show that at all times, which is cool.
And the production is also exciting to me because I get a little bit weary when you look at players in the draft that have all the measurables, but maybe not the production. But Worthy has a track record of production, like consistent production. So he had at least 60 catches, 750 yards, and 5 touchdowns in each of his 3 seasons at Texas. And you look at his weight, he's 165 pounds, so he's a smaller guy. And maybe you're like, oh, is he injury prone? He never missed a game at Texas. So he was durable as well. He was tough. So he just has all the tools I think you look for in a first-round receiver. And could he be in a better situation than coming to Kansas City with Coach Reed and Patrick Mahomes?
Oh, my God. Like, so. If you're a wide receiver, you're loving this, right? If you're not going there, like, if you're Malik Nabers today, right, and you're waking up 6th overall pick, Giants, you're going to New York, big market.
Look how disappointed Marv was.
Yeah. I mean, did you see a smile out of him?
No.
No, because he's going to play with Kyler I Stink Murray. And so he's got that quarterback, Malik Nabers, second best wide receiver, is going to play with Daniel Rotz Jones. And then you've got Roma Dunsdale, who's going to go play with Caleb. I'll be out of the NFL in 3 years.
Brock Bowers didn't look thrilled.
Brock Bowers did not look thrilled at all. I did like his sister's leg tattoo. I thought that was very good. But Xavier Worthy, as from a wide receiver standpoint, probably got put into a great situation, even though he wasn't a top 10 pick.
It's perfect for him, for what his skill set is. The ways the Chiefs are going to use him is going to be hilarious, I think, because it's not just the straight line stuff. It's not just putting him in the slot and having him run go routes up the seam. Think of all the ways that Coach Reed is going to use him on the jet sweeps and the orbit motions and just trying to put fear into the defense. And again, if you pair him with Hollywood Brown, Kadarius Toney, they could all kind of do the same thing. You have to respect that if you're the defense, and it's only going to open things up for everyone else.
So I've seen this text a lot, and I'm sure you've as well over there. And we just got another one from the 816, and that's why I'm going to bring it up. It says, people online are claiming we got Mecole Hardman 2.0, to which I responded, people online aren't very smart at times. What do you say to the folks, though, who do say this is Mecole Hardman 2.0?
Well, I think Mecole helped this team win Super Bowls, first of all.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
I mean, we can't forget about that. Mecole has been a really good player for this team and is one of the main reasons. I look back at Super Bowl 54. The Chiefs do not
Which
go
one
to
was
Super-
that?
The Chiefs don't go to Super Bowl 54 if it wasn't for Mecole Hardman's kick return against the Texans
right. In
the divisional round. So I think Mecole helped this team a lot.
He did catch a big pass in the most recent Super Bowl, if I'm not mistaken.
He also caught the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl. So Mecole Hardman helped this team a lot. So I think that's unfair to Mecole. But also, Xavier Worthy is a different player and has a different story. And just because guys are fast does not mean that they are the same exact player.
Right.
I mean, Xavier Worthy has a different skill set than Mecole Hardman does. And that's not a knock on Mecole. I think Mecole is a good player in the NFL. But Xavier Worthy is a different player who can do different things. And again, I think it's... I just mentioned how I think that Xavier can be effective at the line of scrimmage, but I also think he is a developed player in terms of what he can do down the field. I mean, if you watch a lot of his tape from Texas, it's not just wide open down the field or running one route. Like, there's some receivers in this class who can run one route. It's the go route. That's not Xavier Worthy. He can run all kinds of routes, and he can go up over a DB and make a catch as well, contested catches. So that's where I think Xavier Worthy is maybe a bit more advanced than people may realize. It's funny how the 40 time almost kind of hurts him if you're looking at just the overall, like, big picture. It's like, well, he's really fast. That's all he can do. Well, no, he can do a whole lot more than that. He just happens to also be really fast.
He's got a 41-inch vertical, too.
I know. That's the other thing. Stupid. The guy can jump out of the building, right? Yeah. Like, ask yourself this. Be honest with yourself. For everybody who breaks down these picks, how many games you watch these guys play?
Well, I watch Texas all the time. They were on my team.
No, you didn't. Oh, okay. You did not. Like, even the quarterbacks, right? How many games did you watch these guys play? And the answer for all of us, we all got other things going on, right?
I know Drake May for me is zero.
Zero.
But there's some others that I've come across at times.
Yeah.
But I'm not claiming to have done all of that.
No. The good news, though, about Xavier Worthy, though, he is already a Chiefs fan.
But Xavier wants everyone to know that he loves the Chiefs kingdom.
Different
he loves
guy.
Kansas City. And he hopes that you'll rally to his support.
Oh.
Different guy.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
That other Xavier guy's attorney.
Oh, Xavier?
Yeah, I thought that's what he said it was.
Like, this, you know, it's really good.
But Xavier wants everyone to know that he loves the Chiefs kingdom. Mm. He loves Kansas City. And he hopes that you'll rally to his support.
I find myself now, how old are you?
31.
Okay, so you've crossed over the threshold
sure
where drinking isn't as fun anymore. You are in your 50s. I'm in my late 40s now, right? Now, tell me if you guys share this experience with me, and maybe you do, maybe you don't. I'm getting to the point now, the older I get, I hate the comparison game. Like, why do we always have to have somebody compared to somebody else? Like, Brock Bowers. Like, if he got drafted here in Kansas City, my God, the pressure on that guy. Oh, the next Travis Kelce, the next Travis Kelce. He's going to replace Travis Kelce. And we put so much pressure on these guys to maybe be something that they're not capable of being instead of just embracing what they are and accentuating what they can do. So I find myself by the day getting more and more just when it comes to the comparison game. But that's what we do at this time of year.
I think we've also seen that at the top of the draft the last few years where Bryce Young was going to be the next Patrick Mahomes. And now Caleb Williams, well, he's the next Patrick Mahomes.
Somebody asked him if he's going to be the greatest Bear ever.
It's unfair to the players.
It's extremely unfair.
It sets them up to fail.
It does. It really does. Like right now, everybody's going, oh, he's the next Mecole Hardman. Okay, so what's your expectation for Xavier Worthy, right? Like, that's right. Like, what is your expectation for him? If your expectation for him is to go for, like, 1,210, then the expectation may not be met. But if your expectation is for him to be part of a team that wins another Super Bowl, then your expectation is probably going to be bad. And that's where I am. Is he going to help us win another championship? I don't care about his individual stuff.
And that's how I feel, too. I mean, he'll be put into the mix. You see how he can help you. And at the end of the day, his stats at the end of the season really don't matter as long as the Chiefs are winning and he's contributing to the winning. And that's why the Chiefs are so special, because they have a bunch of players that don't really care about their stats. I truly believe that Patrick Mahomes could go out there, and as long as the Chiefs win, he does not care if he throws for 15 yards or 500 yards. Mm-hmm. All he wants to do is win. And that seems obvious, but it's hard to find players like that players want their stats and their numbers. But really, the Chiefs don't care about that. It's all about winning, and the results have been out there. I mean, the Chiefs are back-to-back Super Bowl champions because of the way they've built their roster.
Yeah, and that's where I am on this. So if this guy helps us win a Super Bowl, and Matt, and I know you said it, but I laughed a little bit, but you go, well, he can make it easier for us to win a Super Bowl. Like, this is the where we are now.
It's
we're living in this fairy tale. We're living a fairy tale right now, and we draft Worthy to make it easier for us to win another Super Bowl and go for three in a row. It's, like, bizarre.
NFL.com comped him as Tank Dell. I like that.
Who?
Tank Dell, Houston Texans.
All right.
Your team, the Houston Texans.
I know the quarterback and the coach. That's all I had for you.
You should know his personnel. It's 700 yards and 7 touchdowns last year as a rookie.
Wasn't Tank Dell a defensive lineman for the Chiefs years ago with McBride?
That was
Tank Tyler.
Tank Tyler. Yeah. Yes, Tank Tyler.
Tank should not be the name of a wide receiver either.
He's a little guy, too.
Yeah. He's a little tank.
Like, I like that guy named Pork Chop that they drafted last night, and it was shortened to Chop.
Chop Robinson?
Yeah. It used to be Pork Chop Robinson, and then they just shortened it to Chop. And we ran this thing last night. They go, let's see what Pork Chop Robinson's about. And the announcer guy goes, whoever the vignette guy was, he goes, aptly named Pork Chop Robinson, now Chop Robinson, because he was chopping down the other quarterbacks. He had 4 sacks this senior year. I'm like, really? 4 sacks?
It was really good lead up, and then they should have, like, he had 4 sacks. You're like,
So you felt the same thing.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
4 sacks?
Yeah, Pork Chop would have 8. Yeah. Chop only got 4?
In one game, like, he got 4? Like, that's nothing to brag about.
But it's the opposite with Xavier Worthy, right? Because you're right, there's so many players out there that, you know, they have all these intangibles and athletic gifts, but maybe the numbers aren't there.
Yeah.
With Worthy, he has both. You look at Worthy's track record at Texas. Every single year, he was one of the best players on their team.
Insane.
And think about all the mouths to feed on that offense, where you have Adonai Mitchell, you have Jatavion Sanders, like a lot of good players. He still got over 1,000 yards last year. Shows how good he is,
with a Ohio State retread at quarterback, too. I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, you're bringing in retreads to play quarterback at Texas, and he's still out there putting up the numbers.
Your Ohio State castoffs, huh?
Yeah.
Have to go to their places to really shine.
When is Marvin Harrison going to demand a trade to the Chiefs? Because our source that said he would only play for the Chiefs was asking, is this bit over now? Yeah. I'm like, no.
No,
because I think he needs to demand a trade. He's going to get in there and see Kyler Murray's my quarterback.
Now, Brett Veach may ask us, all right, guys, is this over now? So we could stop beating the Marvin Harrison.
But make an offer.
I say you keep trying.
Would you trade Xavier Worthy in next year's first for Marvin Harrison Jr. right now?
Yeah, I would. So you still make the call? Well, they wanted 3 firsts before.
I could call again. You still want 3 firsts for Marv, man? Like, we're in. I mean, why not?
Really, you start.
And we have a trade. The Chiefs have traded their next 3 first-round picks to Arizona for Marvin Harrison Jr.
You start screwing with people now. I'm just dialing.
Oh, that Austin Foot out there. He don't know what's going on.
Just dialing these things up.
Hey, how about the Rams making their first-round picks since Jared Goff last night?
I know. How crazy was that, right? What was crazier, the fact that they made that pick or the fact that they spray-painted the beach to look like a field?
That was really cool.
I thought that was awesome.
That was
every year they do something like wild in Hollywood, right?
But then don't make a a pick. This year they,
actually made a pick.
Matt McMullen, senior reporter of the Chiefs, is in studio with us. And you know what? We should have known this all along. We'll get to that next. Back in, brought to you by Raider Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com. Chief senior reporter Matt McMullen in studio with us, and it was chatting on the way in with Matt, Bob, that you know where I stand. I thought we should have the draft a week earlier, right? The hay was in the barn. Everybody was ready. We could have done it on a nice window in the sports calendar, too. Last Thursday would have been just fine.
Yeah, last Thursday would have been perfect.
You're coming off the Masters.
Yep.
The next week, then you have the draft.
And now you're in the postseason basketball and hockey, right?
The postseason stuff. It fits nice in the calendar. The teams were ready, and it may have prevented all the nonsense that went down over the last week. Because a week ago, I'd have been like, yeah, wide receiver, definitively. And then over the last week, it's like, well, I don't know, they could go offensive tackle.
Right.
I don't know. All the scenario games kind of started playing, and I'm like, enough. And really, Matt, we should just look back at the combine, and everybody said, man, Xavier Worthy makes total sense for the Chiefs. Look how fast he ran. And just called it a night, because that's what happened.
I think even before the combine, I was just watching, because I try to get an idea and a feel for some of the players that could go in the first round. And I don't do a lot of draft prep during the season because I'm focused on the season. So as soon as the Super Bowl was over, I started watching some guys, and I watched Worthy. And I remember thinking, this is like a total classic, prototypical Coach Reed, Brett Veach kind of receiver. They love this kind of receiver. And then he ran the 40 time, and I think it almost became too popular for people, where it's like, well, they probably won't do that.
That's too predictable. Too obvious.
Yeah. And then everyone kind of overthinks it. And then what do you know? The simplest answer was the correct answer.
Usually it is, right? It usually is. It's right there in front of your face, and it gives you that dynamic that you've been lacking. And it allows you, Travis Kelce, to get more freedom now. It allows Rashee Rice to get some of that one-on-one coverage. I mean, you got two burners on the outside. You're going to have to, you know, not to get geeky, but you're going to have to, maybe a safety's going to have to try to roll over there and do something, but they're going to, by the time they do that, those guys are in the end zones.
You're getting geeky.
I think it's going to change a lot for how teams are going to have to defend the Chiefs, because you have to respect that speed,
right,
both from Hollywood and from Xavier Worthy. You have to, or else they will beat you over the top.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an opportunity for the deep passing game maybe to open up some more. And
you think Mahomes can get the ball there?
I think he'll have no problem getting the ball there.
Yeah, because that retread from Ohio State that was at Texas had no ability to get the ball to these guys.
But if the defense has to respect that, all of a sudden it also opens up things underneath as well. So,
you mean the guy that's probably going to go one next year? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I mean, but that doesn't.
The quarterback in Texas is probably might be the number one.
Maybe
quarterback
the number one quarterback, yeah. But I mean, should he be the number one quarterback? I don't even know who should be there. Let's not even get into that. We're not even through day two of the draft. We're already talking about who's going to go number one next year to
I'm
the
just
Raiders.
Joking. I know you're taking your former Ohio State guy and knocking him down a few notches.
Well, I mean, you leave Ohio State, you suck. But
Bob's adopted Ohio State.
Yeah,
you know, as you can tell.
Yeah,
but like again,
big Buckeye
has Brett called Arizona
way back
for like 18 months.
Goes back to like week two, maybe the college football season last year. I mean,
it was before that. It was going into the season at least. Oh yeah, it was definitely going into the season. I was like, I like Marv before the season started.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, ask my friend who's an Ohio State alum that gets pissed when I claim Ohio State.
I thought you started buying gear maybe in week two.
No, I bought gear in December. I got gear before the Ohio State Michigan game.
I was gonna say you got the Fanatic special right when the season ended, 60% off. You went and did that.
No, I think my wife paid full price
on Ohio State.
My
gear.
Wife did it to troll our friend who's an Ohio State alum, and so you know, now I'm all in. And every time I mention Ohio State, he gets mad, like legitimately gets pissed.
You didn't go there.
You didn't go there. You can't talk. Talk about Ohio State. Yes, I can. Mm. It's my school. And I knew about Marvin Harrison Jr. before you did, Jim. Mm. I'll tell you that right now.
One of my best friends about 3 or 4 years ago started dating a girl from Georgia, and he's now adopted the Bulldogs.
Hey, well, why not?
And
right. Yeah.
In the second national championship game, he was in our text thread referring to them as we.
Okay.
Like, you can't just all of a sudden. Like,
yeah. I don't go we with Ohio State unless it's around my friend. Right?
Yeah. Like, and on the air.
Yeah.
You've done quite a bit of wee with the Buckeyes.
That, yeah. But if you marry into a family and they're huge into that, you know, you might like adopt it. Right.
That's true.
I don't have a problem with that, really. Yeah. You know, what are you going to do? Sit on the outside and go, Georgia isn't any good. No, you're going, y'all, George is real good. Yeah. And you're faking it like Brian Kelly.
Y'all got room for more?
Yeah. Y'all got any of that ambrosia salad down there? Wow, I see y'all got all y'all's teeth.
All y'all. Yeah, all y'all's is a good one.
All y'all's, powerful y'all. Y'all's one. All y'all's two or more.
So left tackle was a big conversation, obviously, heading into the draft, Matt. And it looked like where they were was going to be difficult to probably attain that day one, what have you. We got to a point, though, in the offseason where my question was kind of answered was, well, I want to know what they think of Wanya Morris first. Before they got there. And clearly, I thought the message from Andy Reid and from Brett Veach was, we like him. He's not out of the mix. We ain't handing him the job yet. You showed some things your rookie year, but now let's see you become a veteran.
Yeah.
And then circle back and we'll discuss. But it certainly was an option in the draft. And seemingly in round one, they had a very small window of guys that fit that need. Otherwise, they weren't going to be interested.
Well, I agree with you that I think Wanya has earned the opportunity to compete for that job. And he had four starts last year. There was some good, there was some bad, but I think he has earned the chance to compete for it. And Brett Veach has talked about how it's their job to bring in competition for that role. And whether it's Wanya or whoever else they bring in who wins it, they'll be better because of it, because of that competition. So wouldn't it surprise me at all if the Chiefs try adding a tackle at some point in this draft? Mm-hmm. There's still some pretty good tackles on the board that maybe make more sense on day two than they would have in round one. Guys like maybe Patrick Paul from Houston, very big man with experience at left tackle. Kingsley Suamatatia has some versatility from BYU, played left and right tackle. A very young player who's
got that name down. So we're
fine.
That's good.
Yeah.
But
we're always good for a BYU guy with Andy Reid, right? He always likes to have a BYU guy on the roster. He does. I mean, you look at, I think every year that he's been here, there's been somebody from BYU, right? If I'm not mistaken,
he does a good job of finding his BYU Cougars.
That's cool. That really is. Like, if you go to BYU, there is a good chance that you could play for the Chiefs.
Remember, I read the story again. They wrote a story out there about it. Well, Andy Reid, go back to his roots for another Cougar, and they wrote a big piece about, you know, whether or not he would be a fit with Kansas City. I'm like, oh well, he would be,
right?
And maybe that's something they could get done in round two.
Would probably require a trade up, but mm-hmm. but who knows? But those guys are still available. I think you're right that there were a number of offensive tackles that maybe the Chiefs would have been interested in the first round if they had fallen. Like Amarius Mims is a name that kind of pops into my mind from mm-hmm. Georgia that ended up going, I think, to Cincinnati. He went like in the early 20s, probably not very realistic. But if a guy like that slid, maybe you do that. But
Binkley hated that guy.
Because he never played left tackle.
Starts total in his career. He was mainly just a projection based on his measurables.
Right.
Because he was an Avenger at the That was the Avenger
guy. That was the Avenger guy. Yeah.
They called him an Avenger, which we loved.
We loved. They're like, oh. Yeah. Didn't he have like a pet emu or something too? Or like something weird? Like Binkley's like, remember that guy with the animals? I'm like, no.
No. I thought he was compared to an animal. I forgot. That's what I said. I thought he was compared to an animal. And he said, no, he was compared to an Avenger.
Oh, okay.
So that was, yeah.
All right. Apparently, Robin Carrington got a new job from the 720. The USA Today gave the Chiefs a C-minus draft grade.
Oh, so boy.
Robin Carrington are now working for USA Today.
Oh, wow.
Hi, Rob, I think this wide receiver is too light.
How can you possibly give out draft grades immediately after the draft? I've always wondered that.
Well, because people click on it. You do. It's the first thing everybody clicks on. Like, we're all like zombies.
If they said Chiefs got an A, I wouldn't click on that. It's C-minus. Like, you tell me why.
Yeah. But see, so it's funny because Carl Peterson used to bitch about this for years back in the day. I don't understand how you can give a draft grade out. You got to wait 5 years. And he was right about that, to really see what the grades are, right? Like I'm sure when they drafted Patrick Mahomes, there were people that didn't like that pick.
I went back and found those. If you want a good laugh, go back and look at the immediate aftermath of that draft and the thoughts on the Patrick Mahomes pick. It's hilarious.
Hilarious, right? Like, people are like, oh my God, this is terribly doesn't, like the people with the footwork stuff, like go back to your mom's basement, losers. And so like they were criticizing his footwork and all this stuff. And nobody knew he'd be like this, obviously, like where it's the greatest of all time. But I mean, yeah, going back and looking at the people who don't like it, that's why you can't give these immediate grades, because I think we talked about it a little bit ago. If you're Xavier Worthy and you're drafted by the Giants, you're not going to be as good as if you were drafted by the Chiefs. And a lot of how you perform in the NFL is a condition of your surroundings. And that's why I'm a firm believer in, you're going to have six quarterbacks drafted. Three of them will suck and be out of the NFL before you know it. But half of those didn't fail because they stink. They failed because of their surroundings and their situation that they're in. If Patrick Mahomes went to the Giants, he'd be on his fourth head coach. He may not be a Giant right now. So it all depends on what situation you're put into. And that's why if you're giving the Chiefs a C-, you're dumb. That's the only way I can put it, because you haven't been watching what's gone on the last 12 years. They draft amazing. They put people in position to succeed, and they go out there and they kick everybody's ass.
I really liked what you guys were saying about Travis Kelce earlier, that Travis came to the perfect situation.
Yeah.
He's the first person to say that. Like, Coach Reed and the Chiefs organization has helped my career blossom and flourish.
Yeah.
These players are not robots. It's not a video game. You don't just plop them in and they're a 98 overall and they're going to be this good wherever they are.
Mm-hmm.
The circumstances matter. And I think these are the perfect circumstances for Xavier Worthy to have an awesome career.
I do too.
And help this team win.
Andy Reid is your offensive mind. Patrick Mahomes is your quarterback. Hollywood Brown's here to take the pressure off you. Travis Kelce said you don't have to star. You can just come in and be a guy. How cool is that for Xavier Worthy? I get goosebumps talking about
that.
But
if he's on my fantasy team, boy, better light things up. Stop.
Who cares?
I think what I like, projecting it anyway, is that he's going to be allowed to be a rookie.
Yeah.
Which I do appreciate. The Chiefs are in a favorable position to be able to have that happen. Look, a couple years ago, they probably needed a few more of those guys to step in and play right away, and they did. Last year, you're able to kind of just meld in a few of the freshmen. One, we barely saw it all, right? The first pick. Rashee Rice, I think, was brought along at a nice, comfortable pace last year where you didn't thrust too much upon him early, but then you saw he was able to, as you were able to handle more and more, you built that up as the season went on.
Right.
I think you're going to be able to do that with him a little bit. You know he's going to be in the return game somehow, the factor in the return game, assuming the ball lands in the landing zone.
You put him in the landing zone, yeah.
Yeah, the landing zone or wherever we're kicking to. And then bring him along as a wide receiver. You can get, you know, certain things for him that make sense. And I think you have the opportunity to kind of weave him in rather than.
Right.
Hey, Roma Dudze.
Go.
Star for
hey,
us,
Malik
please.
Neighbors, we're expecting you to do big things. Yeah. Yeah, but I got Daniel Jones throwing me to football. We don't care.
Yeah, so I think it's a favorable spot to be in. And then you probably do get the boost. You should get a great boost from being a Chief. You know what I mean?
Hell, like, yeah.
It's like I was thinking about that yesterday when the one draft pick was a Duke center, and I had to laugh. Duke centers usually get
or
McDonald's All Americans. You know what I mean? Like they're
the guy's name is Duke Center.
No. He's a center from Duke, and usually that means that they've had five stars next to their name because they're going to Duke, right?
Yeah, unless they're basketball, they like seven transfers the other day out of Duke.
Maybe so, but. I think you should, if nothing else, get a great boost by going to the Chiefs. So you're like, oh, well, watch how we put him in this offense,
right.
Let alone a C-.
A C-minus is stupid. Like, you should look at the pick and go, and your juices should be flowing, and your mind should be moving at a speed that it's never moved before, going, what are the Chiefs going to do with this guy? I'm so excited to watch it. Yeah. But USA Today, I'll give him a C-.
Yeah.
It's a wide receiver that only weighs 168 pounds.
Yeah. Here's Rob.
Okay.
Well, here's Rob's tweet. They're not on today because there's baseball.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
Allegedly.
Unfortunately. But
7-hour rain delay with Whitey Herzog on it?
Yeah. I can't do the accent quite as well as you, but
okay.
Rob's
Why tweet. Don't you just turn it to me and I'll read it?
All right. There you go.
And I can do it in the accent.
This is Rob's tweet last night. So.
Not sure I like moving up for Xavier Worthy, especially with Mitchell still available. Yeah, and the response is great. Coming from the guy who graded the Jones and Hill draft a B, you cannot be trusted.
Yeah. 2-6 on the drive. All right.
Yeah. I don't know, Carrington. I just think this Mahomes is eventually his arm's going to fall off. They're not going to be able to get the ball to this guy. We should be handing it off more.
What do the Chiefs need to do to earn the benefit of the doubt? You know,
I don't know.
Like,
no matter what they do, it's not enough for some people. Like, seriously,
Rob,
I'm looking at the text line right now. Okay. Here's what I'm looking at right now from the 816. We don't draft skill positions well, LOL.
We did put LOL on there. So
I know, but people use LOL for no reason. There is a serious epidemic in this country with the use of LOL.
Oh, geez.
How many times you get a text message? Why are you saying LOL? You're not laughing out loud, and it's not funny.
Matt McMullen, Chief Senior Reporter in studio with us. We'll get his kind of pecking order for the rest of the weekend. We'll get to that next.
I want a girl with a short skirt and a little.
back in on a Friday. Along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler, Nathan Williams producing. Matt McMullen, senior Chiefs reporter in studio with us. All right, Matt, so wide receiver taken care of. A lot of people's checklist happened there. Got a wide receiver, check. What do you think's ahead for the remainder of the weekend?
Well, I think just like the first round, the Chiefs let the board fall to them. And this is a situation where the Chiefs obviously have needs, but they're not so pressing that they desperately have to go a certain position at 64 and beyond. They can really see how the board falls and make a decision based on that. And there's a lot of good players out there. So if you're looking at offensive tackle, maybe, like I said earlier, there's guys like Patrick Paul from Houston could be available. Interesting prospect, huge human being with 45 starts at left tackle at Houston. He could make some sense. I mentioned Kingsley Suamataia earlier from BYU. He'd probably require a trade-up, but a young player who has versatility at left and right tackle. Those are some tackles to know. They could even go receiver again if they want to. I mean, it's a very deep receiver draft, and there's some good receivers still out there.
Wouldn't that be, I mean.
It'd be something else.
There's
some receivers that probably would have gone in the first round last night, still available, just because this draft is so deep at receivers. So, I mean, they could do that. Then also corner. There's some really good corners still on the board. Mm-hmm. Kool-Aid McKinstry is still out there.
Yeah, Kool-Aid didn't go in the first round.
No.
And neither did that big dude from Oregon who has the burger named after him that was going to play center. And it was supposed to be a first-round pick of the Eagles, Mark Paul Gosselaar. Oh, yeah.
Jackson Powers Johnson.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, so like that to me is an interesting one right there, because Creed Humphrey's coming up on that contract. You know, they go through centers pretty quickly here in Kansas City, from Rodney Hudson to Mitch Morris to Creed Humphrey. Had the yips with the snapping last year. Do you maybe look at center and then maybe move Creed to guard next year when Putty goes away? You know, so like, I think you're looking at a situation, maybe you could go interior offensive line too. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that would be in the context of trying to find maybe a replacement for Nick Allegretti. I think Nick Allegretti's value to this team was understated over the years.
Yeah.
I think how lucky we were to – Joe Tooney is the best guard in the NFL, in my opinion. Well, he can't play in the Super Bowl, and no one panics because we have a player we can slide right in there at left guard and play really well in the Super Bowl. Well, Nick got a contract with Washington, deservingly so. How do you replace that player?
It's just unfortunate it was there. Like,
a lot of guys from us,
hey,
go to
Mom,
Washington.
I got paid. Where did you go? Washington. Oh, well.
It's a new regime.
Yeah.
But Mike Caliendo is a player currently on the roster. He could slide into that role. UDFA from a couple years ago has kind of earned the opportunity to fight for that role. But if there's an interior lineman available in the second round or beyond, that would be a situation that could make sense because he can compete for that job as well, because that's important to have that depth along the interior of the offensive line.
I am interested to see the defensive run, though, today. If they're
all there still.
Yeah, at the early part of the second round where it was, what, 20? Was it 23 offensive guys in round one?
Was it the first 14?
And so
I'm
curious to see what the defensive run is because, yeah, defensive back is, you know, one, I can never – draft too many corners, safeties, whatever, but to see what that run is like. Do you get to the bottom of the second and those are then extinguished, and then maybe you are back to offensive guys? So I'm interested to see what the early part of the second round brings in what direction things start to fall.
Yeah, I'm interested to see that sneaky pick where they don't need it today, but they like, because it seems like every year there's that one pick where you're like, why did you he's gonna replace Willie Gay, or he's going to replace D Ford, or he's going to replace Tyrann Mathieu, just for example. Like, there's always that one pick that you go, they don't have a need there.
I don't see that right now, but they're working a couple years out.
Whoever plays that position better be careful because your days are numbered.
Yeah.
What position is that going to be?
Well, Josh, how about your guy, Cooper DeGene?
Yeah.
You want him to end up in Kansas City?
As it was falling last night, I'm like, this wouldn't be the end of the world. The guy can be factor in the return game, you know what I mean? So I was thinking returner – As the thing was falling last night, I'm like, I wouldn't hate corner here. I don't know if he hasn't answered all the end of season injury issues, but he can play a number of spots, and he'd fit into a Spags defense too because he plays different positions. You could trust him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those guys you trust out wide, one on one. You can move him inside. You can play over the top. Any factors in your return game? I'm like, Chiefs could do a lot with
Chiefs
that
could
guy.
Do a lot with him.
You know?
And
I don't know that he'll be. I don't know that he'll be
it
there
would require
either.
A trade up, I think.
And what I like about him too is he plays defense and he understands the pressures of playing defense and having to be great because your offense stinks. Yeah. So
he wouldn't have to have that fear anymore.
He wouldn't have to have that fear anymore.
He could play free and loose.
If he has to go
12.
Out late in the game and make a play because your offense is sputtering a little bit, he already knows how to do that.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. If it's a pressure situation where the defense is called upon to make a play. he's been there and done that.
Right. A lot of folks texting in about Frank Caliendo, not the same Frank Caliendo who does the Madden that's on the
Mike
Chiefs.
Caliendo.
Mike.
That's Frank's son?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
But this is a roundabout way of explaining what the Chiefs are going to do tomorrow. Brett Veach a few days ago said that 221 players are on his draft board. Mm-hmm. That's an incredible number of players. That's insane. But the reason he does
220
that,
are still on it.
Well, the reason he does that is because the latter half.
That would be great.
Oh God, yes.
If he's like, oh man, they went through one day, and I still got 220 left.
Number one player
on our
board.
Yeah.
But the reason he does that is the latter half of that board is all about priority free agents, and he has it right there in front of him. As soon as the draft ends, they can start calling people. That might not sound very exciting, but the Chiefs have really won in that area.
Oh hell yeah!
Think about Tershawn Wharton, Tommy Townsend, getting players over the years that can come in here. Jack Cochran. That can make plays for this team and maybe aren't stars, but help this team win.
Yeah.
And Mike Caliendo is one of those players from a couple years ago from Western Michigan. He grinded his teeth in the practice squad. He was on the active roster for much of last season. He has an opportunity to come in now and compete for maybe a backup depth spot on the offensive line. And that's not super exciting to talk about, but that's how teams win. That's how dynasties maintain themselves beyond just the superstars. It's having those players on the depth part of the roster. You're not going to find those guys in the first round. You have to find them later in the draft or as priority free agents. And the Chiefs have been so good at that over the years, that players that maybe we don't know their names on a regular basis, but they help this team win.
Well, that's what I said yesterday when the Chargers took Joe Alt. I mean, you know, Charger fans, you're not excited today, but by God, during the season, you're going to love that pick, right? You're going to really, really love that pick. And I tend to gravitate more towards, you know, the non-flashy type of pick because I know those help you win games. Just as much as the flashy guys help you win games, if you don't have the Mr. Irrelevance, if you will, on your team, well, you're not going to win as many football games. And the Chiefs have done a great job of looking at the bottom half of that roster, bottom third, bottom 10 players on that roster, whatever you want to say, and valuing that as much as they value Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes.
You have to do it. And in the context of the Chargers, I think that was a smart pick by them.
I do too. I think it was a great pick.
And they, you know, it's hard. They pass on Malik Nabers and Roma Dunze to take Joe Alt, but that to me felt like a Harbaugh pick. Like, we're going to build through the offensive line. And that's
smart.
Committed to building through the trenches. And obviously, don't want the Chargers to win games, but you can respect the decision there. Like, yeah, that was a good pick.
It was
by them.
A really good pick. And it may be one of the better picks. I think when we look back in 5 years, he's going to be one of the few that are still in the league, you know?
Yeah, he's going to be there for like 10. And
right. He'll be there forever.
They've got that thing on lock.
Right.
It's just not, yeah, it's not glamorous. It's not sexy, but the depth isn't either. And that's what the
but
Chiefs
in 2 years, every Charger fan is going to be right. Like, man, I think I'm so glad we got Joe Alt.
No, you know? No kidding. And then the depth thing, I think, goes understated a little bit with the Chiefs. Like, we're in this position because, yes, you have Patrick Mahomes and you have Andy Reid, but you also, they clearly do value all of the depth that they have been able to build to the point where, like I was saying last week, you play a game right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they could get better with the draft this weekend, but you can play a game right now. Not every team can say that.
Not every team can say that.
Not every team can say that they're ready to go today.
You know, the other interesting thing about this to me is that every guy that is drafted by the Chiefs in this draft could be gone, and Andy Reid could still be the head coach by the time, you know, the 6 years of 2029 roll around for whatever Andy Reid's extended to. Like, there's a good chance Andy Reid is still the head coach of the Chiefs, and nobody in this draft is on the roster anymore because that's the turnover rate in the NFL. Isn't it weird to think like that?
Crazy quick.
I think it's nice to look at just how many players are different between the Super Bowls, and not even 54 to 57, but 57 to 58. I mean, the ability to maintain that, to find players that you can just churn and have players who can compete for roles and spots and can contribute to multiple championships.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to do.
It
is really hard to do.
You have your core and you have your philosophy, and you have to find those players that will be willing to fit into your philosophy. Yeah, you can come to Kansas City, but the minute you start complaining about how many balls you're catching, you're gone. Or how many tackles you're getting, you're gone. We're not going to deal with that. And the fact that they've been able to maintain that now for the last 7 years, where they can find dudes who just don't care about their individual numbers, it's amazing.
And Coach Reid talked kind of about that, about Xavier last night. He was saying that he just loves that he can just go all day, and he just loves football, and he's really good at it. And that seems obvious. I mean, every football player should feel that way, but not everyone's like that.
No, the older I get, too, the more I realize, like, kids who specialize in those sports get so burnt out by the time they get to the professional level.
They might not love it.
They may not love it anymore. They're done. They've done this for 18 years. I'm tired.
Matt, thanks for, an hour today. I was going to say a few minutes, but you hung with us for an hour today. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. You forced me to get out of bed this morning. Now I can start my day. So this is good.
All right. Back to draft prep.
Back to it.
All right. That's Matt McMullen, senior reporter with the Chiefs, joining us here in studio, talking all things about the draft. It's time to recap the week that was. The only way we know how. It's brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow, the one, the only Billy Coons, and what we learned.
This is Billy Coons. This is what we learned on Fast Gunner Morning for this week on Monday. Bob and Josh spoke on Kansas City General Manager Brett Veach, how he's got all 292 players on a draft board for the NFL Draft 2024. Then we learned Legend Bob. He's an expert on Bob Ross and his paintings. And Kansas City Royals broadcaster Ryan Lefevre was upset with the balls and strikes that were called in the game on Sunday, saying that balls were actually strikes and strikes were actually balls. On Tuesday, we learned the Kansas City Chiefs have signed President Mark Donovan, General Manager Brett Veach, and Head Coach Andy Reid to a 6-year contract until the 2030 season. And Bob and Josh are very excited about it. And Legend Bob says Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are the best quarterback-head coach combo in the NFL. And we learned Legend Bob, he's an expert on the last name Wendell stat. And Bob and Josh laughed hard after the Denver Broncos traded for Zach Wilson, who is a very average quarterback at best. But the Broncos have two other quarterbacks we've never heard of. And both can't believe the Denver Broncos would give up a draft pick to get a dumb player like Zach Wilson at quarterback.
Something like that.
Also, Bob and Josh were stunned that in France they're talking about giving making ketchup going the ways in the school cafeterias, but both agree they like ketchup. For Legend Bob, it's he likes it on his old-fashioned hamburger. And Iowa Josh, he loves it on his French fries. On Wednesday, we learn Legend Bob, he's an expert on the Civil War and the history of it. And all morning long, Bob and Josh spoke on the all-time bust draft picks for the Kansas City Chiefs, like Todd Blackledge, Breland Speaks, Percy Snow, Dwayne Bowe, Brody Coyle, and Matt Castle, and other players the Chiefs have drafted. And Royals manager Matty Q joined the show to discuss how Vinny had a great game last night and had the splits that everybody was amazed by, and how he saved a couple of runs and is hitting the ball. On Thursday, it's finally here. At 8 o'clock, ESPN, CBS Football Network will be showing the NFL Draft, and Iowa Josh still has questions. What will the Chiefs do at pick 32? Will they trade up to get a good offensive lineman, or will they stay at 32 and get a wideout or cornerback? And the question is Ladd McConkey could be good insurance for the Chiefs on offense.
He's still out there.
Blazing fast.
Yeah, still out
and
there.
Showed a lot of people the combine with a 4.3940. And he would really help the Chiefs. And,
really
and Bob
that.
And Josh
like
believe that's who the Chiefs will get on the 32nd pick. Mm. And we learned Iowa Josh, he's an expert on the techno music group Pet Shop Boys. It was a great week to listen to Nathan, JT, Iowa Josh, and Legend Bob. Talk
oh,
to you later.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you,
beautiful.
Billy. Dun, 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 dun. If you missed any of the show this week, except for the first 90 minutes today, you could check it out at 610sports.com or the Odyssey app. We didn't know how to record the show when
we
were running without the rudder earlier today.
Xavier wants everyone to know that he loves the Chiefs Kingdom. He loves Kansas City. And he hopes that you'll rally to his support.
We will.
We will.
So if you missed any of the show this week, except for that portion, it's all available online, 610sports.com and the Odyssey app. Cody and Gold are next on 610 Sports Radio.
Talk to you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.